Winnie the Pooh, Winnie the Pooh, chubby little cubby all stuffed with fluff. He's Winnie the Pooh,
Winnie the Pooh,
willy-nilly silly old bear.
90 years ago this month, A.A. Milne published Winnie the Pooh, and readers swooned over the stories of the bear and his bestie, Christopher Robin. Since then, Winnie has appeared in TV shows, films, books, including four new adventures featuring Winnie and a new pal, a penguin. But once he was a she and a real-life bear, beloved by a Canadian veterinarian who was on his way to treat horses on the European battlefields of World War I, when he bought the bear cub on a train platform in White River, Ontario, and named her Winnie. Then she was loved by everyone at the London Zoo, where she took up residence and was visited by a little boy named Christopher. The real Winnie is the subject of statues in London and Winnipeg. Her story is told in the picture book Finding Winnie, The Story of the Bear Who Inspired Winnie the Pooh, by Canadian author Lindsay Maddock, who happens to be the great-granddaughter of that Canadian veterinarian, Captain Harry Colburn, who started it all. We spoke with Lindsay last November and asked, did she constantly hear this story growing up?
I did hear this story. It's funny because there was a certain humility about it, and it wasn't well known until there was an article in a Canadian newspaper back in the late 80s that said that the bear belonged to a different regiment. And my grandfather, Fred, said, no, that was actually my dad's bear, and her name was Winnipeg, Winnie for short, after the Canadian city of Winnipeg, and set about correcting the story, and then it became really well known in Canada.
Your cover was blown. Yes,
exactly.
You are the descendants of the man who found him. Now, the story that you tell in this beautifully illustrated book, illustrated by Sophie Blackall, it has a mother telling this story to her child. We find out later that it's you, your child. The illustrations take up full pages, but somewhere in the bottom corner of every page is a pencil sketch of you and your son hearing this story. Did that really happen? Did you really tell him this story?
No, I didn't, actually.
Oh, that would have been such a good story.
Cole, my son, is not only is the book for him, I dedicated it to him, but it's really also because of him. At some point, I knew I was going to have a child, and I thought there was no better way to explain them this amazing family story than to do it as a picture book. And so when I found out I was pregnant a few years ago, I basically had this 9-month kind of deadline to take my first crack at writing a picture book.
Well, and you tell the story beautifully. The train rolls through dinner and over the sunset and around 10 o'clock and into a nap and out the next day until it stops at White River. And as you remember the story told by your great-grandfather, he gets off the train and what?
He got off the train. He was a veterinarian, so he loved animals. He grew up around animals. And there was a trapper, and he had killed a bear, and he was selling this cub for $20, which was a lot of money back in 1914, about almost $500 today. And I think he realized that this little bear wouldn't have much of a fate in front of her, so he... I think with a bit of a sense of optimism, nobody knew how long and what the First World War would entail, but I think he thought she would be a source of joy for him and his fellow soldiers. And he made this sort of audacious move by buying her and getting back on the train and then getting on a ship across the Atlantic to the Salisbury Plain, which is where the Canadian soldiers trained. The army camps were there. And they lived there together for about 4 months. And it was a brutal fall. It was very rainy and very cold. But 4 months later, they had to go to the front lines in France. And he knew it was not going to be safe for a little bear cub. And he drove her in a car from the Salisbury Plain to London, to the London Zoo, and said, will you look after my pet bear for a little while? And they said yes.
Kind of heartbreaking scene. I want to go back a little bit. And we know this is all true and not some fantastic story that your great-grandfather told, because there are pictures. And there is Winnie the Pooh at her post, and there's a little post that she's climbing on, the real Winnie with the soldiers looking at her. Here's Winnie and Harry, your great-grandfather, having what appears to be a snack. This is all when they're training. There's a full picture of his regiment with their little tiny bear sitting in Harry's lap. And what I love is that, you know, you have drawings in your illustrated children's book of Winnie standing at attention. But he did. I mean, he did. Look at him right there. His legs are straight down. He's not bent over at all.
It all happened, and it's amazing to have the photographs because the photographs remind me that it's true. Mm-hmm. And one of the other pieces in our family archive that had that kind of amazing impact on me was his diaries. He kept diaries throughout all the years of the war, and they're very sparse in what they say, but he made notations of things that went on. So there's this notation, August 24th, 1914, bought bear, $20. And, you know, he had no idea 100 years ago that this simple act, he stops, he buys a bear, gets back on the train, and years later it would inspire children's stories
right.
that are so beloved.
Well, it's a story that unfolds in two acts. So let us go on to act two. Harry has left this little bear, kind of heartbreaking scene, at the zoo. But then a little boy comes to the zoo and falls in love with Winnie. And who is that boy?
Christopher Robin.
Get out of town. Like, this is all real. And what I really couldn't believe is that Christopher Robin is allowed to go down and play with the bear.
That is one of the most amazing things about this story, is the fact that in 1914, apparently, they let children go into enclosures that had bears on them. Winnie was well known. She was written about by zookeepers saying she was the only bear they trusted entirely. Because she had such a friendly nature, children would ride on her back. She would do tricks for them. So she was a real favorite at the London Zoo.
Well, and we know this is possible with bears because we've seen circus bears, that bears, you know, are trained and can be befriended. And here again is proof. There's a picture. This is in 1925 of Christopher Robin and a very big Winnie. Winnie's grown, just together at the zoo. And Christopher Robin all alone down in the enclosure. There's no adults down there. It's amazing.
It is amazing. You think about, you know, in 2015, I think that's pretty unheard of.
Yeah. But, of course, Christopher Robin's father was
A.A. Milne. And he saw his little boy befriending a bear. And his son, Christopher Robin, had a stuffed bear. And he had never quite found the right name for him. He'd had several names, Edward, Big Bear. But when he met Winnie, he renamed his stuffed bear Winnie after this real bear at the London Zoo. And A.A. Milne took inspiration from her name and named his central character Winnie the Pooh.
Do we know where the Pooh comes from?
Yes. Christopher Robin also had a little friend that was a swan, and the swan would shed its feathers. And when the feathers would land on his sleeve, he would need to get them off by blowing them, and he would make the sound pooh, pooh. So apparently that's where the Pooh part comes from.
Oh, it's so unbelievable, and yet true. And something that at the end of the book you can tell your child, because it also is why you named him.
That's right. Because this story has inspired me ever since I was a kid, I really wanted to keep this story close to my son. So when I found out I was having a boy, I thought I could call him Colburn.
After Captain Harry Colburn, the man who bought the bear, yep.
So my dedication to my son, Cole, is that may this story always remind you of the impact one small loving gesture can have. I really wanted him to keep that inspiration close to him, that you just never know. And my great-grandfather had no idea that over 100 years ago, he would have this very simple moment buying a bear cub. And so many years later, a century later, people around the world would still be reading and loving stories about a character that was inspired by her.
Yeah. I almost don't want to ask, but did whatever happened to Winnie, the real Winnie?
So Winnie lived for 20 years, which apparently is a long time for a bear. She had a good life, 20 years at the zoo. Harry planned to take her home. He had written on the back of a photograph that he would be bringing her home someday to Canada with him. But I think the war went on longer than anyone would have expected, and he realized she had a new home.
And had a wonderful life there. Well, Lindsay Maddock, don't blame us if Cole comes home with baby bears.
That is something Cole would do.
Lindsay Maddock is author of the new children's picture book, Finding Winnie, the true story of the world's most famous bear, who was found by her great-grandfather over 100 years ago. Lindsay, thanks so much.
Thank you so much for having me on.